Talking about Tony Abbott, I mentioned these protesters on the roof. His electorate office in Manly. One of those protesters is Claire Parfitt. She's on the line. Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you on the roof at the moment?
Yes, currently on the roof.
Okay, and how many others are there?
There are three other people on the roof here. We're here to bring attention to the fact that there's a man in Darwin who's about to die on hunger strike. He's been without food for about 80 days. And so we're here to bring attention to that fact. He and another 15 people are on hunger strike.
And so what, it's you and some other refugee advocates, are you, that are on the roof there on Tony Abbott's building?
Yes, we've been, some of us have been fasting in solidarity with refugees. So
right.
in the last 4 days, hundreds of people across Australia have pledged on 5,000 hours of fasting in solidarity with refugees, showing clearly that there's a significant number of people in Australia who oppose mandatory detention and want to see an end to this horrible policy. It's leading currently to somebody's almost certain death.
Okay. Well, look, all of that's true. You're breaking the law to do it.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. You're comfortable with that?
A little bit of trespass? Yeah, for the fact that...
Well, a little bit of trespass. I mean, it's either breaking the law or it's not breaking the law.
Australia's breaking the law internationally. The UN's made that quite clear. We're consistently being berated internationally for the way that we treat refugees. You're well across that, I'm sure.
Well, we just had a High Court ruling that actually ruled in favour of government treatment with asylum seekers a year or so back. You would be aware of that, I'm sure, a 4-3 majority decision in favour of the Australian government. So
yeah, a High Court stacked by Tony Abbott's mate.
Oh, right. Is that
that's
right?
Why we're
so
here.
Yeah. So he's appointed one member of that High Court, but he stacked
we're
it, has he?
Yeah. We're more interested in.
Can I just point out, Claire, that there are more appointees on the High Court made by Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard than there are by Tony Abbott. But he stacked the High Court.
The Labor Party doesn't have a great record on refugees either, mate.
Right, okay. So the point is that you're on the roof. The police are there. Have you had discussions with the police?
Yes, we have, yep.
And what's been their attitude? Are they standing around there waiting for you to come down? Are there plans to remove you? What's happening?
They're making plans to remove us.
Okay. Yep. So it's you and four. Have you chained yourselves or strapped yourselves there, or are you just sitting there?
No.
You're just sitting there?
No, we're sitting here. Yep.
And what time did you climb up there this morning?
Around 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay. And how long do you plan to be there?
We're here until the people that are on hunger strike are released from detention and the rest of the people in detention are released. But of a matter of urgency, the person who is about to die in detention right now.
Yeah. What about all of those who died making trips here as we just had this flotilla of boats arriving week after week?
Yeah, so the best way for Australia to deal with that is the way that we dealt with it in the past, to provide a safe way for people to come to Australia and obtain asylum here. That's the best way to deal with that.
And
problem.
So you now remain there until the police bring you down. When did you last eat?
Sorry, when did I last eat?
Yeah.
I've been on hunger strike for 72 hours.
Right. Okay. Well, I wish you well there. I don't think you'll last there for long. I suspect you'll be down before anything changes in relation to what's happening in Darwin. But we'll hear from you later on.
See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Claire Parfitt. She's breaking the law, but doesn't care.